lot of bling. For what? Oh, for...
He liked my recorder. I was like, well, here, here's the link. You want to get it?
What's that, Dan? DanielGalloway.com, the demo, only standard, no Latin.
That's correct. So, for the Latin ones, I guess NDCA at YouTube would be the best, but other people NDCA might have other good suggestions. Yeah, if you go on YouTube and put an NDCA bronze rumba, then it gives you each of the figures, just not in the order that we do them, but, yeah, but at least they're all demonstrated. Let's boogie! How's it going?
It's going okay. How about yourself?
Good. When is the Colonial Classic?
11.
And everyone knows they're invited, right?
Yes.
At the newcomer level, they offer two dances in each style. So for standard, it would be waltz and quickstep, which kind of suits us perfectly. For Latin, it's rumba and cha-cha. Again, suits us perfectly. And then if you want to also do the American style dances, I would recommend that would give you two more styles, American smooth and American rhythm. So you just dance every division during the day. And we can talk about what patterns would be appropriate if you'd like to do that. So if anybody has any questions, feel free to ask them along the way. Last week in the waltz, we were doing two particular patterns. Can you name the two patterns?
Quarter turn.
Good. The quarter turns is our main pattern. And at corners? Louder. The box step, yes. So we do quarter turns to get down the room and the box step at corners. Pretty soon, we're going to dump that choreography and trade up to a new way of doing the waltz, and I'm trying to decide whether it should be tonight or next week. Do you have a preference? If we're going to be trading up, would you rather do it sooner than or later?
I'd say sooner and another week to practice it.
There you go. Good logic.
Because it would give another week to practice it before the Colonial Classic?
Well, I mean, if we do it today, then we have next week to practice it.
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah, that sounds good to me. So let's do a quick review of what you know before we talk about what you don't know. Slide down this way. Leaders on your side, followers on yours. What is our starting alignment for the waltz? What is the name of that alignment? Diagonal wall. So we are going to be trailing down the line of dance, but we start with him facing diagonal wall and with her backing diagonal wall. Leaders, start with your left foot and dance the quarter turns. And forward, side, together, right foot. Forward, side, together, left foot. Back, side, together, and right foot. Back, side, and another one. One, two, three. One, two, three. One, two, three. One, two. And let's pretend we're at a corner. Dance the box step. Forward, side, together. Back, side, together. And now the quarter turns, headed down the next side. And left, two, three. Turn right, two, three. Left, two, three, and when doing the back turn, remember to pigeon toe that right foot. And now we're where we started to do another set of quarter turns. Let's slide back and do the ladies' part of all that. Ready, and right, two, three, left. Now we go forward, right, two, three, left. Starting again, right, two, three, left. Going the forward, right, two, three, left. Box step as if at a corner. Back, two, three, forward, two. Hold it there. We've now turned 90 degrees. Right foot back into the next set of quarter turns. And right, two, three, left. Here we go. Forward, one, two, three, one, two, three. Back to the beginning and pick up a partner. I don't mean really pick them up.
A lot of ladies are confused. Can you just dumb down the pattern one more time to say First you're moving diagonally. Oh, right. Now you're turning this much that way. Now you're moving diagonally.
Okay. Okay. Leaders, escort your partner closer to the wall. Good. Want to make sure you're not in the habit of just starting out in the middle of the floor or actually traveling down a side of the room. Here we go with the quarter turns. Ready? And. One, two, three, and turn. Two, three. One, two, three, and turn. And again. One, two, three, and turn. Two, three. One, two, three. One more time. And. One, two, three. Turn. Two, three. One, two, three. Now the box step to turn the corner. One, two, three, one. Quarter turns. One, two, three. One, two, three. Eric, what was that?
I found it.
All of a sudden that was going.
Go faster.
Good. Slide back to the beginning. And separate one more time. I just need to clarify a few things for the followers part. This pattern we're doing in the waltz is called what? The quarter turns. How many measures does it take to do the quarter turns? Four measures. On how many of those measures do you go back and how many forward? Either one. So everybody's doing two measures back for the lady and two measures forward, or for the man, the two measures forward are first and two measures back. Ladies, let's check your statistics on this. So you're backing diagonal wall, right foot back without turn. Back, side, together, pigeon toe the left foot, and that's the measure that turns. Now we're ready for the two measures that go forward, right foot first, and it does not turn. Right, two, three, and then left foot and turn toward that left leg. Here we go again. A right foot measure, and left foot to turn. A right foot measure, and left foot to turn. One more time. One, two, three, one, two, three, one, two, three, one, two. Box step. One, two, three, one, two. Quarter turns. One, two, three. Hold it a moment. Let's get together better on that one. We're going to do our quarter turns down this side. Go back with your right foot without turning. Back, side, together. Left foot back and turn. One, two, three. Right foot forward, no turn. And then left foot forward and turn. One more time. Right, two, three. Pigeon toe, two, three. Right. Now turn towards your left leg. One, two, three. Good. Back to the beginning and find a new partner.
Mm-hmm. So when you're beginning that, are you doing a change step at the beginning or a quarter turn?
The first part of the quarter turn is a left foot change step.
Okay.
So that is part of the quarter turn.
What is the second part called?
Then the second measure of it is a change step that's turning, I guess.
Okay.
But we have four different change steps, but some turn and some don't. So change step, unfortunately, doesn't label every single part
so
now. The subcomponents are not loaded, are not named so well.
Okay.
So the whole thing is called the quarter turns.
Got it. Okay. I thought the one where you actually turned was the quarter turn. It would be the second measure.
So the quarter turns is all four change measures.
Okay. Got it. Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Here we go. Ready? And. One, two, three. Turn. Two, three. One, two, three. Turn. And again. One, two, three, turn, two, three, one, two, three, good. One more time. And one, two, three, one, two, three, one, two, three. Box step to turn the corner. One, two, three, quarter turns. And one, two, three, turn, two, three, one, two, three, turn, step. One, two, three, now the quarter turns to go down. Back the direction we came from. One, two, three, one, two, three, one, two, three, one. Good. Thank your partner and find a new one, and let's do that with music. How are you?
I can't dance. I fractured my compass.
But sitting is all right?
That's for a while.
So how long are you not dancing?
I don't know. I'm going to see a sports specialist next Tuesday. So I'll try to find out then.
I'm glad you're here. There's a leader back there. Oh, gone. One, ready, and one, two, three, one, two, three, one, two, three, one, two, three, one, two, three. I should have paid the band more. One, two, three, one. One more set. One, one, two, three, one, two, three, box step, and one. Now the quarter turns going down the short side of the room. Good. Bring it on back. Better yet, everybody come to the center table a moment. Annie, is it all right for me to walk right on here? Okay. I'm going to use black. Okay, good. That is our ballroom floor, a big rectangle. Every ballroom has a long side, short side, long side, short side. When we start our waltz, we start at the beginning of a long side, and we travel. Got a better pen? Thank you. And we are traveling, what is that alignment called?
Diagonal wall.
Good. And then after we travel diagonal wall for the quarter turns, the second half travels which way? Good. So that's diagonally toward the center of the room. So we zigzag all the way down the floor. When we get to the corner, what do we do? Good. So that box step is going to turn a quarter of a turn to the left, and then we now zigzag down the next side and so on. So when you're finished going around the room one whole time, how many boxes?
Four.
Yes, there should be a box step for each of the four corners. Okay, does everybody see what our plan is? Can you do the quarter turns on each of the four sides of the room equally well?
Yeah.
So is this your good side, and then you have three bad sides?
We have traffic, I think.
So assuming you're the only couple on the floor, are all four of your sides equally good? Can you do the quarter turns down each side equally well?
You should be.
Yeah.
Okay. Cannot. So raise your hand if you think you can manage the first side pretty well at this point. Raise your hand if you're pretty tentative about it. I don't mean raise your hand tentatively. So it is really important that you be able to see these patterns, and my descriptions, of course, should be enough, but sometimes things come up. So if you have questions, make sure you're asking. I do want to make sure that every woman can do her part by herself. Every man can not only do his part by himself, he actually can do it in a commanding fashion, positively commanding, so his partner can feel what he's supposed to be doing. Yes?
A question came up, and so what I had done, some people in the review had been saying, I can't remember what step I start on and the name of the figure. And so I wrote out every figure that's in syllabus for each dance. But then a question came up, where's the quarter turn? And I said, oh, well, yeah, in the book, it'll be listed differently.
Guess I'm getting a message. Sorry.
So,
the quarter turns is a figure, which is outside this syllabus. So this is the international style syllabus. There is another international style syllabus in the world by a different organization, and it has the quarter turns, but we do not. However, it's a good figure to start with. That's why we're doing it. I want you to know how to do the quarter turns. For the rest of your lives, no matter how good you get as a ballroom dancer, you're occasionally going to be dancing with a beginner somewhere at a wedding, or maybe you'll be dancing in what's called a rookie vet competition, where an advanced dancer dances with a beginner student. So knowing how to do quarter turns is important for those purposes, being able to dance down. So the quarter turns are not on that list. The quarter turns are constructed of closed changes. We have a closed change that doesn't turn, then one that does, and so on, but it didn't make the list. So when I say we're about to trade up in our choreography, we're about to make a combination of the first one, two, three figures, and that combination is called the basic amalgamation. And again, the big question is whether to do it tonight or whether to do it next week. Let's see a vote of your opinion on that. How many would like to do the new combination in the waltz tonight?
Can we do it both?
I'm sorry?
Can we do it both week?
Well, whatever, if we do it new tonight, we will also review it next week, and that'll be our new way of doing things. How many people would prefer to wait till next week to introduce the basic amalgamation, the new thing? So, kind of a close vote, as they always are. So, let's do it tonight. Let's get it started. So, everybody, make your two rows. Followers against the wall, leaders out, like usual. Without a partner, do a box step. Go when ready. Just do a box step. Good. Start again. Let's check your work. Leaders, when you do a box step, you start with your left foot and you dance forward, side, together. And when you step back, with your right foot, back, side, together. Keep doing that box. Are you turning to your left or to your right when you do that box? So that's a left turn. Ladies, do your part. For the box step, you go back with your right foot, then you go forward with your left foot. Keep alternating those two. Right foot back, left foot forward. Which way are you turning? I want to know left or right. I don't have a clock. Is that turning left or right? Left. If you stick out your left thumb and turn toward it, that's turning left. Okay? Now, everyone, do the box step on the other foot. Don't turn it. Just use the opposite foot and do a box step. Go whenever you're ready. Well, if we normally do a box starting left foot forward, now start forward with the right foot. And if you normally go back with the right, now we're going back with the left. So do the box step on the weird foot. And surprise, surprise, that box is going to turn the other way, to his right and to her right. Ladies, let's check that box. The weird box, the new one, starts with your left foot going back. One, two, three, and your right foot going forward. One, two, three. Left, two, three. Right, two, three. You need both boxes because you need to be able to turn the two directions, left and right. So one more time, everybody do the brand new box, her left foot, his right foot. Go whenever you're ready. Good. Now let's talk about how we get from one box to the other. So leaders, back up just a little bit further. Followers, come out a little bit. Everyone dance the original box step, his left foot, her right foot. Don't turn for the moment. And one, two, three, four, five, six. How many steps was that? Six steps. Now do half of that box. One, two, three. Now do the other box, his right foot, her left. One, two, three, four, five, six. And now do half of that box. One, two, three, and then we're ready to start again with the original box. Let's do that whole combination again. So we're doing one of each box with half of a box in between. So ladies, right foot back, your original box step. One, two, three, four, five, six. Half of that. One, two, three. Now the whole thing on the other foot. Left foot this time. One, two, three, four, five, six, and half of that. Left. And now we're ready to start again with our original box. Okay, again, gentlemen. Most of the time, advanced dancers start with the newer box, the one that starts with his right foot and her left. Let's start with that box and start getting you used to that. Gentlemen, right foot box, ladies left foot. And one, two, three, four, five, half a box. One, now the original box, his left. And then half of that box. And then he starts again with the new box, his right foot one. Good. Ladies, let's check that. So, starting with your left foot. And one, two, three, four, five, six. Half of that box with your left. Now start the next box. Right, two, three, four, five, six, and half of that box. One, two, three, and then start again. One, two, three. Good. You're on your own. See if you've got it figured out. So we're starting with her left foot box and his right foot one. Leaders, let's go through it again and see if you got it right. Followers, come forward a little more. Good. So gentlemen, right foot. Ladies, left foot. A box takes six steps. And one, two, three, four, five, six. Half of that box. And now six steps starting with the other foot. One, two, three, four, five, six. Half of that box. And now we start again with the original foot. In a moment, we're going to be adding turn to that. So, gentlemen, practice, practice, practice. That's how you get to Carnegie Hall. Ladies, let's check your part. Left foot back, and one, two, three, four, five, six, half of that box. Now the other one. One, two, three, four, five, six, half of that box. And then start again with your left. Partner up, and let's see that combination. All the leaders gone? Myra's ready to lead. Good. Good. You actually don't have to fit in the line. Stay out and give everybody lots of room. Good. You're now standing in your finest dance position, ready to start. Her head is looking slightly to the left over his shoulder. Make sure the correct heel is off the floor. So the gentleman's right heel is off the floor, and the lady's left heel is off the floor. Ready? And one, two, three, four, five, six, half a box. Now the other way. One, two, three, four, five, six, and half the box. Then start again. One, two, three, four, five, six, half of that box. And one, two, three, four, five, six, half of that box. Good. Start it again on your own. See if each couple has it. Go whenever you're ready. Right foot.
Now we're back to beginning.
Yes. I'm sorry?
Going over the footsteps.
Who?
Katie's granddaughter.
I haven't known it. I should know, though, because she was here last year. I just don't know her name.
I don't see her unless I throw the mustard pants.
You said mustard?
I don't think it's her.
No, I don't think so. No, she'd be more confident.
Well, she was 16, so...
But she did do the whole last semester, and so she was knowing things. Huh. Thank your partner and separate. That dreaded day has come when we add turn. So, followers, back to your side. Leaders, face diagonal wall. You're going to do the right foot box step and turn to the right. Ready? And forward, side, together, back, side, together. Look where I'm facing. Diagonal center. Do that again. That's a lot of turn. So here we go again. We're facing diagonal wall, starting with the right foot to do the forward half, left foot to do the backward half. And right foot forward and left foot back. Good. From here, do half of that right box, but do not turn. Right, two, three. Now we're ready to use the left foot and turn the other way. And left, two, three. Right, two, three. That should bring us back home, but we're on the wrong foot, so do half of that left foot box. One, two, three. And now we can restart with the natural turn. Slide back and let's look at this a moment. This combination is called the basic amalgamation. All over the world, this is what ballroom dancing is founded upon. This is the foundation. So watch this a moment. So what we're doing now is a right box for six steps, then a change step, and then a left box for six steps, and then a change step. From there, eventually, we'll do maybe half of a box and add a spin, or on the left turn, we'll make a spin out of that. So we just start adding embellishments as you get comfortable with it. But first, tonight and next week and all the way through the Colonial Classic, I'd like to make sure you're understanding the basic amalgamation. So gentlemen, let's do that one more time and then we'll check the ladies' part of this. Facing diagonal wall, the right foot box. And one, two, three, one, right foot, change step, one, two, now turn the other way. Left, two, three, one, two, three, and a left foot change step, and then we start again. Good, slide back, and let's check the ladies' part of that. Ladies, starting with left foot, go back with that left foot and pigeon toe to get your right turn started. And we have a backward bar, and we have a forward measure. Check to make sure we're all in agreement. We're backing diagonal center. Now go back with your left foot, but do not turn. It is back, side, together. So that's just our transition step, our bridge. Now with the right foot, pigeon toe, to start the next turn. Back, two, three, forward, two, three, and now the right foot bridge. One, two, three, and then we start again with our original right turn. Let's slide back and do that again. Left foot, going back and pigeon toeing. And backward into it, and then forward. Here is the left foot chain. Wait a minute, check your alignment. Really important to be backing diagonal center. Good, so I'm just going to turn you just a hair further to there. Good. And now left foot back, and one, two, three. That's the part that doesn't turn. So there we are. Good. Right foot back and pigeon toe. We have a back measure and a forward measure. And then the right foot change step. One, two, three. And then start again with the left. Back, side, together. Forward, side, together. And a left foot change step. And then back, side, together. Forward, side, together. And a right foot change step. Good. Slide back to the beginning. Originally, when people danced at formal balls, the man was in a military uniform with a sword on his left side if he was right-handed. Therefore, he always had to have his partner on the right. Therefore, the only way we could turn comfortably was to the right. Eventually, someone figured out how to turn the other way, but the gentleman would always ask the lady first, "Do you reverse?" And if she said yes, then they would turn the other direction. So the first turn we're doing in this is called the natural turn. After that, we do the reverse turn. Gentlemen, let's do the natural turn again. Your right foot. And one, two, three, one, two, hold it there. So that was the natural turn. It is the right foot box step for you. Now do a right foot close change. One, two, three. Now do the reverse turn. Left foot first. One, two, three, four, five, 6 and the left foot chain step. And then we're ready to start over with what's the name of that first figure? The natural turn. So from now on, the names of the figures are on this list over here. So we're starting out with the natural turn, then a closed change, then the reverse turn and a closed change. That combination is called the basic amalgamation. Ladies, let's do that together. Starting with your left foot, the natural turn. Back, side, together, forward, side, together, a left foot closed change. 1, 2, 3. Now the right foot goes back into the reverse turn. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, and the closed change. 1, 2, 3. Then we start again with the natural turn. Find a partner and let's do the basic amalgamation. Our new and improved waltz. All couples, come closer to this wall. Everybody, come closer to the wall. Okay. Figure number one is called the natural turn. His right foot and her left. Ready? And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Did you get far enough around? No. Start again. Eventually, it will make all of the difference if you remember, when going forward, take a big step. When going backward, take a smaller step. So ladies, when you go backward at the beginning, turn with that pigeon toe, but taking a smaller step makes it easier for him to get around you. Then you have the forward step, so you'll go bigger on the second half. But here we go again with our natural turn. Ready? And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Good. Hold it a moment. We're now ready to do the change step. His right foot and her left. Ready? And 1, 2, 3. Now the other turn, the reverse turn. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And the change step. 1, 2, 3. And then we start again with a natural turn. And 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. Slide back and let's do it nonstop. We'll make it flow this time. I'm sorry?
By the way, your phone was ringing.
Ah, I turned it off. It must be somebody else's.
Oh, okay. Just kidding. No.
Thank you. Myra, is your phone ringing?
Huh?
Is your phone on?
Yeah.
I think somebody said it's ringing. Okay. We're going to do this again without stopping. Remember what the issue was on night number one of our class. When we had our first class, it was about close your feet and change weight. And now, of course, we've gone way beyond worrying about that. However, occasionally it's still a problem, so watch out for that to rear its ugly head. So here we go with our natural turn. His right foot, her left foot. Ready? And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Change step. Now the other way. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Change step. And start again. Natural turn. Good. Thank your partner and find a new one. Change partners.
Hi, how are you?
We've got a leader down here. Any other leaders? Good.
Okay.
Here we go. Stand confidently. I don't care about how you feel. Stand confidently. Good. His right foot, her left. Ready? And natural. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Close change. Reverse. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Close change. Natural again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Close change. Reverse. If you were perfect that time, you're in the wrong class. This is supposed to take a little bit to develop. That's why we've waited. Everybody, come over to the poster board one more time.
Hi, Coxic. Hi, Fielba.
Oh, my gosh.
That sounds horrible.
Class, what is the name of this combination in the waltz? The basic amalgamation. What is figure number one? Good. Natural turn. What's figure number two? Good. Specifically, we're going to call figure number two the right foot closed change. That means she's going to be using her left foot because we name things after the leader's part. So figure number two is the right foot closed change. Ladies, don't forget to translate into your language. This is going to be left foot for you. Good. What's figure number three? Good. And figure number four? I need to be a little shorter, and then left foot close change. Okay. Over here, I'm going to write a column for how many measures of music each figure takes. How many measures of music for the natural turn?
One, two.
One and a half.
A closed change has one, two. So six steps require two measures of music. So that's the natural turn. The closed change, how many measures?
One.
How about the reverse turn?
Two.
And the closed change?
One.
Total number of bars?
Six.
Ten! No.
I take my shoe off.
So understanding the structure of your choreography is really important because, as you've already learned, the moment you've mastered it, I'm going to change it again. And for the rest of your lives, that's what happens. The good news is this is the combination that we base everything else we do on from now on. So remember, class number one, we just learned how to do closed changes. Class number two, we learned how to do the closed changes in a form that turned and traveled. So if you know the quarter turns, you can go forward and backward, and you can turn right and left. And now already we've upgraded to the basic amalgamation. So let's go back and do it without a partner one more time and make sure you're completely self-sufficient. Slide down. Ladies part first. Talk me through it. Figure number one is called? Natural turn. What foot do you start with? How many measures?
Two.
Good. So left foot back. One, two, three. Right foot forward. Two, three. Figure number two? Good. And for you, it's a left foot closed change. So left foot back. One, two, three. What is figure number three? The reverse turn. How many steps? Good. So two measures, but six steps. Right foot back, and right, two, three, left, two, three. Final figure. Close change with your right foot. One, two, three. And whatever you do, don't stop there. Always restart so that the looping is automatic for you. Okay, so that's the ladies' part to the basic amalgamation. Let's slide back and make sure you've got it. Gentlemen, here we go. What's on the floor? Is that just a tissue? Yeah, let's get rid of that. Gentlemen, figure number one is called? Natural turn. And right, two, three, left, two. Figure number two. The right foot closed change for him. Figure number three. Reverse turn. One, two, three, four, five, six. And figure number four. Left foot closed change. Figure number one. Back to the natural turn. Okay, everybody slide back. Let me see if you have it. Go whenever you're ready. Each person is on his or her own. Go whenever you're ready. Good. That second turn felt funny just because it went the wrong way.
Okay.
So do that beside me a moment. So you go back with your right foot and pigeon toe. That will always get you going the correct direction. Good. Oh, well, you have to finish the turn. Keep turning. So it's six steps of lots of turn. So let's do that turn again.
Okay.
So back with your right foot. One, two, three. One, two, three. And now the right foot close change. And then you're ready to start again. Good.
Mm-hmm. Will the leader ever do a backwards change?
It's wonderful to do it, and at some point we will.
Okay, but so it's going to focus on leaders going forward change, and
yes, that's a good question. Come on back to the beginning. How many of these four figures start with a leader going forward? And the women know what question's coming up to them. How many of these four figures start with you going backward? All of them. So sometimes when you're in the middle of all that turning, you get lost, you don't know where you are, and then a woman will start forward. We know that's going to cause problems, at least in this combination. So that's it. Just remember to keep backing off. Okay. Let's try it one more time with a partner. Find someone you've never waltzed with before in your life. Make sure you know each other's name before you step on each other. There's a fellow in the back. There's a leader in the back. Oh, I think he's almost gone. Okay. Is the correct heel off the floor? Make sure you're properly prepared. Ready? And one, two, three, four, five, six. Change step. Other way. One, two, three, four, five, six. Change step and start again. One, two, three, four, five, six. Change step. One, two, three, four, five, six. Change step. Good. Slide back. Good. Bring it on back. Watch this a moment. In the waltz, you turn every single step eventually. Right now, I'm asking you on the closed change not to do any turn. Just mark out those three steps without turn and then restart. But eventually, I'm going to say to you to intentionally underturn the natural turn. Don't make it all the way around. Save a little bit for the change step. That will be more beautiful than dancing a change step without turn. But it's also more confusing, so that's why I don't want you to do that tonight. But whenever I'm teaching you a temporary version of something and I'm going to change my plans later, I always like you to know this is temporary, so you don't feel betrayed when I change the plan. So likewise with the left turn then, if you turn it too little, then that leaves some turn for the change step, which will actually make the change step more beautiful also. But again, more complicated. So with this partner, go through it again and see if you have it. Each couple, you're on your own. Go whenever you're ready. Come back. Thank your partner and separate. Followers, back to your side. Leaders, to your side. The two styles of dancing are American style and international style. Which one are we doing? An important difference between the two is, in American style, you tend to go from the simplest figures to the most complicated. That's really logical. That's the way to learn. International style is a little bit different. You go from what is necessary, being able to turn right and left, being able to go forward and backward, even though that's harder to do. If this were an American style waltz class, we would probably do a box step and maybe along the way add in a simple underarm turn, but we wouldn't worry so much about going forward, back, turning right and left and traveling down the room like this. So if this seems like, wow, this is a challenge, yes, it is. And so that's why we're biting off this challenge so early on, so we have a chance to really drill things and get good at them. You will be amazed at your results. So this really does have a very clear ending to it and a plan to get to that end, and you'll like both. But it does mean... Thank you. But it does mean that there's going to be a little bit of pain along the way. My job is to keep the pain to a minimum. You can help me by practicing this week. So this week, there will be a review class when you can go and check your work. To practice incorrectly would be a bad idea. So definitely go to the review classes and practice this week. Are there any questions on this waltz before we leave it to go to the quick step? All right, quick step it is. In the quick step, how many patterns do you know? We know how to do the quarter turn to the right, and we know how to do a progressive chassé. Let's check and make sure we do know those things. Gentlemen, right foot, and slow, quick, quick, slow. Slow, quick, quick, slow. Slow, quick, quick, slow. Slow, quick, quick, slow. And that's the quick step so far. Ladies, let's check your work. First, the quarter turn to the right, starting with your left foot. Ready? And slow. Quick, quick, slow. Slow. Quick, quick, slow. Slow. Quick, quick, slow. Slow. Quick, quick, slow. And so on. Partner up and let's see where we are. I'm sorry? Nice. Stay right where you are, but drop arms. Stand a little closer to your partner. Don't touch yet. Just arms. I mean, no arms, just bodies. Good. Her head is to the left. Now add the arms again. That's your new and improved quick step position. Starting with her left foot and his right. Ready? And slow. Quick, quick, slow. Slow. Quick, quick, slow. Slow. Quick, quick, slow. Slow. Quick, quick, slow, slow. Quick, quick, slow, slow. Quick, quick, slow. Turn around. Here we go the other way. So, leaders, face this way.
Oh, you want to.
We're dancing back the other way. Okay? Ladies, make sure you do commit to your position. Make sure your head is to the left. Ready? And slow. Quick, quick, slow. Slow. Quick, quick, slow. Smoothly. Quick, quick, slow. Slow. Quick, quick, slow. Slow. Quick, quick, slow. Slow. Turn around and find a new partner. Ladies without a partner, come on in. Ladies without a partner, find someone. We're going with music this time. I'll count you in. One, two, ready, and slow. Quick, quick, slow. Slow. Quick, quick, slow. Slow. Quick, quick, slow.
Watch out for the train.
Turn around. One, two, three, and slow. Quick, quick, slow. partner and separate. Let's add a nice, easy new pattern to what you have. Keep in mind, what wins dance competitions is also what you're interested in for just social dancing. For the rest of your life, you're going to be using these dances in all kinds of different situations. What wins in a competition? Number one, posture. So just get good at standing well. Then, number two, make sure you're dancing in time with the music, so pay attention. Sometimes you can go faster with the than the music is going. That doesn't mean you should. So stay with the music. And then, of course, know your patterns and dance smoothly. Gentlemen, dance these first two patterns one more time. Ladies, follow along. Ready? And slow, quick, quick, slow, slow. Hold it right there. So that was a quarter turn to the right, a progressive chasse, and now a forward lock step. Gentlemen, start with your right foot and step forward, forward, cross and back, forward. Right from here, do that again. It starts with your right foot, forward, forward, cross, forward. Keep doing that. One, two, three, four. Slow, quick, quick, slow. Slow, quick, quick, slow. In every case, you start with your right foot. In every case, that's the foot that will cross in back. Let's slide back and see how confused the women are. Followers, come out away from the wall more. We need room to go back. And here we go from the beginning. First, the quarter turn. Ready? And slow, quick, quick, slow, slow, quick, quick, slow. Now, our new lock step starts with your left foot going back, 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 cross in front, and back. Then do it again. Back, back, cross, back. Slow, quick, quick, slow. Slow, quick, quick, slow. Slow, quick, quick, slow. Whose part is harder, his or hers? Hers, as usual. Let's do it again. Come out away from the wall and stay away from the neighbors. They're not to be trusted. Spread out. Come this way even more. Good. And let's do it again. I want to do the quarter turn first again to make sure you see the context, how to get into the lock. Whenever we dance a lock, we'll only use one, but right now we're doing a whole slew of them just for the practice of it. First, the quarter turn. Ready? And slow, quick, quick, slow, slow, quick, quick, slow, lock, quick, quick, slow, back, back, cross, back, 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 cross, back, slow, quick, quick, slow. Marvelous. Come back and find a partner.
Can you go over when, like, there's one part where you step between and then you step to the side?
Yes.
Can you go over that again?
Mm-hmm. So when we start at the beginning, I'll step between your feet.
Okay.
Slow, quick, quick, slow. Slow, quick, quick, slow. Then we'll do our lock. And there's
back, cross.
Yeah.
Sorry.
But there won't be ever any time where you step outside him, so it's only him.
So I should always be stepping between?
Step straight forward at him, yes.
Okay.
Never slip outside.
But it seems sometimes like I'm stepping to the side, like when we just did that.
Let me get everybody started here. Okay. We can do that. Here we go! Let's do it together as we go. Quarter turn, progressive chasse, and then 100 locks. Ready? And slow, quick, quick, slow, slow, quick, quick, slow, lock, quick, quick, slow, slow. Keep doing those locks. So he always steps outside your feet after the first time.
Right, so but you said I should always be stepping between.
Whenever you go forward, but you won't. There won't be any time where you. Well, let me do it again for the beat. Turn around and do it the other way. You're on your own. So here we go from the beginning. Couple in the way. There we go. Slow, quick, quick, slow. Slow, quick, quick, slow.
That's where I lost.
So after you did... No, you just didn't do your chasse, I don't think.
Oh.
So it's a walk, side together, side, walk, side together, side. Walk, side, close, side. Walk, side, close, side. Lock.
Oh, so I was doing a lock, and that's why I wasn't going between. Is that it?
As for the between thing, I'm not sure what you mean by that. If we take out the lock for a moment and just do the quarter turns, we can maybe address that question. Here's the quarter turn. Progressive chasse. Quarter turn.
Yeah. See,
so sometimes I'm not looking. I'll have to watch and see what you're doing. But it feels like you're just walking sometimes and not really doing your chasse. So are you doing all your chasse?
Yeah,
we can't live without the chassés.
Okay, so...
Slow, quick, quick, slow. Slow, quick, quick, slow. Slow, quick, quick, slow. Slow, quick, quick, slow. That's good. That's it. Good. We'll put it with a partner and I'll keep an eye on you.
Okay.
Thank your partner and swap! New partner!
Hello.
Quickly, here we go. Any leader without a partner, just raise your hand. There's a leader in the back. Okay. And all couples need to start at this end of the room. So everybody come down this way so we have room to do it more than once. Good. Just don't crowd Myra.
Don't crowd me. I can run them up.
Here we go. Here we almost go. Okay, here we go. Ready, and walk, side together, side. Walk, side, close, side. Lock, quick, quick, slow, slow. Quick, quick, slow. Just keep doing locks. Slow, quick, quick, slow, slow. Quick, quick, slow. Turn around. Here we go the other way. Ready, and slow, quick, quick, slow, slow. Here comes the lock. Slow, quick, quick, slow, slow. Ladies, left, look to your left. Slow. Good. Thank your partner and separate. Let's detail this a little bit.
So once we start crossing, we just do that for the rest of the time?
Although I'm about to change it now, just do one lock at a time.
Okay, cool.
Good. Ladies, back to your side. So as you heard, the lockstep continuously like that is only an exercise. Let's now do the real thing. So gentlemen, from the beginning, figure number one, quarter turn to the right. Slow, quick, quick, slow. Figure number two, progressive chasse. Slow, quick, quick, slow. Figure number three, the forward lock. Slow, quick, quick, slow. So on that lock, it is vital that you do not turn. Stay perfectly that way. That's her lead. If you turn it, she'll be confused. Then from here, we start again with figure number one, the quarter turn. Slow, quick, quick, slow, slow, quick, quick, lock. Do not turn. Then the quarter turn to start again. So that's our three-figure amalgamation. Slide back down and let's see that the women have it. Ladies, how many figures are in this amalgamation?
Three.
Name them in order.
Quarter turn.
No male voices, just women.
Quarter turn
to the right.
Progressive.
Good. And I'm calling it a forward lock because that's what the leader is doing. You are doing a back lock. Even though you're crossing in front, you're moving backward while you do it. So that's called a back lock. So here we go from our quarter turn. Ready and slow. Quick, quick, slow, progressive chasse, and the back lock. Quick, quick, slow, quarter turn. Quick, quick, slow, chasse, quick, quick, slow, lock. Quick, quick, slow, quarter turn. And there's the plan. Slide back and find a new partner. You didn't hurt yourself dancing?
No, I hurt myself falling down the staircase.
Aww.
On my back.
Good. Let's see. Annie, can I borrow you a moment? Before you launch this, watch this a moment. There are two types of followers in this group. There are the followers who stay on their side, and then there are the followers who are not successful. So watch this. We're not going to do it right away, but be ready for this exercise in the future. The leader's going to put his right arm over there. And now we'll dance our combination. Left foot first. Slow, quick, quick, slow, slow, quick, quick, slow, slow, quick, quick, slow. And the purpose of this position is to make it clear whose side is whose. So Annie's staying there, I'm staying here, and now everything works. Thank you. I'm not going to put you through that position yet, but the day is coming. So right now, what you should do, again, followers, if your head is to the left, then you'll stay on the correct side. If your head is switching back and forth, you're a nightmare to your partner. So let's do that again. Stay on the correct side. Ready and slow. Quick, quick, slow. Slow. Quick, quick, lock. Slow. Quick, quick, quarter turn. Slow. Quick, quick, slow. Slow. Quick, quick, slow. Slow. Head to the left. Slow. Quick, quick, slow. Turn around. That was marvelous. Here we go again. Ready and slow. Quick, quick, slow. Head left. Quick, quick, slow. Slow. Quick, quick, slow. Slow. Quick, quick, slow. Slow. Quick, quick, slow. Slow. Head to the left. Slow. Quick, quick. Just want to keep your head looking this way. Good. Turn around. New partner. With music. One, two, ready, and slow. Quick, quick, slow. Slow. Quick, quick, slow. 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 Quick, quick, slow. Turn around. Here we go. One, two, ready, and slow. Quick, quick, slow. Slow, quick, quick, slow, slow, quick, quick, slow. Good. If you have a choice between doing the figure correctly and stepping on a neighboring couple, or not doing the figure, which do you pick? So, in this situation, every once in a while, we have a couple that's moving more than the others, which I encourage. That's great. But if there's someone in your way, don't run them down. So, what goes around comes around. You'll be sorry. We all have long memories. Yes.
That we're not just following a pattern. How does your partner tell you you're going to do a lockstep and not a shot?
Yes. In the quick step, you know three figures. One of them doesn't turn. That's the lock. And that's the lead. As long as she feels him turning, she knows it's a quarter turn or progressive chasse. The moment he's not turning, it must be a lockstep. It's not much of a lead, but it's what we have at the moment. So let's put that to the test. Actually, the test is going to be later. Gentlemen, one thing I'm going to want you to do later, not yet, is dance a series of quarter turns and progressive chassés, and don't put in the lock automatically. Then when you do the lock, if you're not turning, see if she catches it. But it's a little bit too soon for that test because the women don't have a chance yet to practice and get some muscle memory for that lock. So ladies, at first, I want to make sure you just know how a lock feels so it doesn't take much to trigger it. You need kind of a hair trigger for that, and it's a little bit too soon. But anyway, the lead is no turn. Gentlemen, can you do a lock that does not turn? Good. Let's move to the next dance. Any questions on the quick step before we leave it? Notice, we don't know how to turn a corner in the waltz or in the quick step at this stage. In the waltz, we were turning a corner with a box step, but now everything's a box step, so I've taken that away from you. And in the quick step, we just have figures that just go down a speedway. So if you need to get around a corner, bend it somehow. There will be official ways, set ways to go around the corners, just not yet. I want to stay focused just on what we're doing. So next, we're to the rumba. Slide back down and choose your sides. So again, it's a colonial classic. The two standard dances are the waltz and quick step. Be thinking about how much fun it's going to be to dance on a dance floor in a competition. The leader will have a number on his back. You'll be going around the floor struggling with everybody else. It'll be great fun. The rumba and cha-cha are the two Latin dances, so let's get these all worked out. Leaders, spread out just a little further so we have plenty of room. Let's dance our rumba combination. Start with the basic. Ready? And two, three, four, hold. One, two, three, New Yorks. Two, three, four, one, two, three, four, one, two, three, her underarm turn. Two, three, hand to hands. Two, three, four, one, two, three, four, one, two, three, and the solo spot turn. Two, three, four, start again with the basic. Ladies, here we go, one more time. And two, three, four, one, two, three, three New Yorks. There's the first one, four, one, the second one, four, one, and the third. Now your underarm turn, two, three, hand to hand. There's the first one, four, one, two, three, four, one, two, three, and the solo spot turn, two, three, four to the basic to start again. Partner up. Here we go. Ready? And two, three, four, one. Into the New York. Four, one, two, three, four, one, two, three, four, one. Under the arm. Four, one, two, three. Back rock. Two, three, four, one, two, three, four, one, two. Patty cake and a solo turn. Two, three, basic step. Two, three, four, one. Ladies, move one partner to your right. Everybody have a new partner? There's a leader. There's one more leader down there. The name of this song is Straight to Number One. Whatever you do, ignore it. We're going straight to number two. So I'm going to count you in. One, two, three, four, one. Two is when you start. One, two, three, four, one. Rock, step, side. Two, three, New York. Two, three, four, two, three, four, two, three, four,
nine,
two, three, four.
Run your fingers through my hand.
Basic.
Eight.
New York.
Let's go straight to number one.
Thank your partner. Ladies, slide down one. Ladies, move one partner to your right.
Okay. So, can we go over how we have the guys do like the backwards turn?
Yes.
I'm doing it wrong.
Before we do this again, let's talk about the hands. Is there a follower without a partner? May I? Somebody? Thank you.
Wait.
We're just walk through hands to things, transition.
Okay, I haven't been to previous lessons, so I don't know how to do this.
Okay.
Okay.
Stand in your starting position. Leaders, bring the connected hand down to waist level, and now turn to go into the New York. Does your way of holding her hand match mine? Look, the thumb is on the back of her hand. The hands are at waist level, so they're not too extended. I'm not on top forcing her to go anywhere, just inviting. Let's do that transition again. Bring the hand down and through. Switch to the other side. Switch again. Keep that hand and she turns under it. Take the other hand and get ready for that back rock. Hold it, just looking at hand positions. Again, the connected hands should be at waist level. A little lower. That's better. Good. We want to be at the level that's best for balance. The higher the hand, the more detrimental it is to our balance. Waist level is best. Okay, switch to the other hand. Switch again. Turn to the patty cake. Let go entirely and do some kind of a turn. And then come back to the beginning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Do you know your partner's name? You're about to separate from this partner, but this is who I want you to come back to. So followers, come back this way. Let's just develop this technique a little further on our figures. Gentlemen, from the beginning, let's clean up your feet a little bit. Again, spread the whole group this way a little bit farther. And here we go with the basic. And 2, 3, 4, 1. Do another basic. Notice that on every step, the heel comes up, but the toe does not. Keep your toes on the floor all the time. So we only pick up a heel to move a foot. We never take a toe from the floor. From here, switch and go into the New York. 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. 2, 3, 4. Stop. Look at my front foot. The left foot is turned out. So bad would be to have parallel feet or feet that are turned in. That doesn't look quite natural. Turned out looks better. Do a few more New Yorks. Go to the other side. Now the right toe is turned out. Go back to the first side. The left toe is turned out. Good. Here comes the underarm turn. Gentlemen, back rock. 2, 3, 4. Back rock. Hand to hand. 4, 1. Toes stay on the floor. Do not let your toe do that. Keep your toe on the floor. And then finally, here comes the turn at the end. Step over with your right foot, pivot around your left toe, and then step to the side. Do that again. Step over, pivot around, step to the side. One more. Smooth. Cross, pivot, side, and then you're ready to start again. Ladies, from the beginning. Toes glued to the floor. And back, rock, side. Forward, rock, New York. Stop. Everybody look at your front toe. Is it turned out? So her right toe should be looking rightward on that step. Good. Switch and go to the other side. Now the other front toe is turned out. Hold on a moment. Make sure your turned out definition is the same as mine. Left toe turns left. So turn. That's turned in. So turn that. That's out. Good. Good. Back to the original New York. Other side. Then the underarm turn, she steps over, pivots around, step to the side, back rock. 2, 3, 4. 2, 3, 4. 2, 3. And here comes our final turn. She steps in front, pivots around, step to the side, and then the basic. Good. Find that partner you're about to dance with. Here we go. Basic step. Ready? And 2, 3, 4, 1, lower the hand and bring it through, 2, 3, keep it low, 2, 3, 4, 1, keep that hand, she turns under, 2, 3, back rock, hand to hand, 4, 1, hand rock, 4, 1, 2, 3, and the solo turn, 2, 3, basic step, 2, 3, next partner down the line. Two, three, four, one. Rock, step, four. Two, New York, four, one. Two, three, four. Back, rock. Solo turn. Good. New partner. We should have one extra follower each time, I think. Okay? When you're dancing to the rumba and you're not with the music, are you likely to be too fast or too slow? Too fast. This is slow music. So if you're not with the music, it probably means you're going too fast. So take your time and stay right with that beat. So here it comes one more time. It's still a little bit too crowded together, so stagger the line a little bit, some forward, some back. Stay with the beat. One, two, three, four, one, two, three, four, two, three, New York. Two, three, four, two, three, four. Two, three, four. And the basic. Good. Stay with that partner, and now it's cha-cha. Same combination, but cha-cha. Ready? And rock, step, cha-cha-cha. Rock, step, New York. Two, three, four, and one. Two, three, four, and one. Two, under the arm. Two, three, cha-cha-cha, back, rock. Four and one, two, three, four and one, two, three, solo turn. Two, three, four and one, basic step, cha-cha-cha. Next partner. Here we go again. I'll count the five beats. Start on the two. One, two, three, four, one. Two, three, cha-cha-cha. Two, three, New York. Two, three, four, and one. Two, three, four, and one. Two, three, four, and one. Two, three, hand-to-hand. Two, three, four, and one. Two, three, four, and one. New partner.
Work, work, she fears. Work it.
One, two, three, four, one. Rock, step, cha-cha-cha. Two, three, New York. Two, three, four, and one. one. Thank your partner and separate. Ladies, come all the way back. We're going to do this without a partner, but with music, to talk musicality. So this time, you're dancing the whole combination without a partner, with the music. Take small steps and hit those beats. Make sure it feels and looks rhythmic. One, two, three, four, one, two, three, cha-cha-cha, New York. Two, three, cha-cha-cha, sharp, 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 sharp. Underarm turn, four and one, two. Solo turn, basic. I'm just doing the ladies' part now, New York. Ladies, hit those marks. Four and one, two, three. Underarm turn. Back rock, like you mean it. Two, three. Butt turn. Basic. Did it in New York. Find a partner. Making it all right. There's a leader. There's the leaders. Leaders down there. Leaders, reach out and touch the neighboring couple. If you can, you're too close together. Spread out. I'd like that to have at least two arm lengths between you and the neighbors. Good.
Work.
Confidence this time. Stand well. Move your feet definitely. Be definite. Two, three, four, one. Two, three, four, and one. New York. Party with it. Two, three. This is club dancing. Two, three. Two, three. Hand to hand. Look your partner in the eye. Make them laugh. Solo turn. Good, good, good. Next week, we're going to add something new to your cha-cha, and it will be quite a bit easier than what we've been doing in the waltz. So the waltz, we had this whole new transition tonight, but now we're just adding bits and pieces to things. It'll be a lot easier to add things on. But we need to review the jive. Do you remember how to do the jive basic step? Let's do it without a partner first. Ladies, come back this way. Doesn't it seem warmer in here than usual?
Yeah.
I'm not sure how to control that, but it is. Is that it? So remember that when we dance the jive, we start out angled. So gentlemen, you're in a V-shape with your partner, body-wise. And now do a left foot chasse forward. One, two, three. Right foot back. One, two, three. And then a back rock. One, two. So it's left chasse, right chasse, back step. One, two, three. One, two, three. Back step. One, two, three. One, two, three. Back step. One, two, three. One, two, three. Good. Ladies, hold on just a moment. So that means you're starting angled a little bit to your right. Do a right foot chasse forward. One, two, three. Then left foot back. One, two, three. And then the back rock. One, two. Right chasse, left chasse, back step. One, two, three. One, two, three. One, two. One, two, three. One, two, three. One, two. Good. And then remember, we hold the partner a little bit differently in this dance. The connected hands are at waist level. His thumb is on the back of her hand, just like we were doing for the New York while ago. And now we're in this V shape as we dance our basic step in jive or any of the swing dances. Thank you. Partner up and let's see the swing. Oh, okay. Glad you could be here. Thank you. So you're in your V shape with a connected hand. There's a follower, there's a leader over there. Good. Ready? And one, two, three, one, two, three, rock, step. 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 Change partners. One, two, three, one, two, three, rock, step. One, two, three, one, two, three. One, two, three, one, two, three, one, two.
Tell me how long have you been around, baby, when did you...
One, two, three, one, two, three, one, two. Change partners one more time. Here we go again. Confidence. Stand well. Keep your steps small. Ready, and one, two, three, one, two, three, one, two. Heads up.
Now you've got a fine brown frame.
One, two, three, one, two, three, one, two.
Solid to me. All I can see is your fine brown frame.
You can't win. I can keep going faster and faster. That was great. Give yourselves a round of applause. Good job. Next week, we need to do a thorough review of the waltz. That basic amalgamation, as I said, is the foundation of all ballroom dancing. So make sure you know that. Go to some classes this week and practice. We'll...
There's free space available to actually practice this. Most people don't seem to realize that if you go to ballroommaryland.com, they'll have a schedule for, outside of the class, the space you can practice.
Okay, and that's at different places.
Here?
Yeah. Yes. Okay. So I'm going to ask this group to move just a little bit that way and get your announcements for the evening so I can start the next class. Who's doing Bama announcements?
Oh, I'm doing announcements. Hi! Hello! Oh, there are so many of you. This is exciting.
Do I restart this or what?
Yeah. How about I do that for you?
Annie, do I restart?
I'm going to go to the bathroom first.